And you know who else you'll find? Me, Ted Steele, feeling a touch of spring fever, but still gentle on my mind. Just like the dean of all the Martins.
It's known that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me turn to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed down the couch. And it's knowing when that shackled by forgotten ways and bounds and the ink stains that have dried up on the line. It keeps you in a back road by the river for my money. It keeps you with a dream on the mind. It's not clear to the watching eye that's blinded by the calling. There's something that somebody said because they thought we fit to get a walking. If there's no one at the world and not be cursing or forgiving, then I walk on some roads I can find. On a back road by the river with my memory, and for hours we just gently on the mind. I did not let the seat back from the building crack and caught me into daylight. My beard a weapon so tall and a burger hat could move across the face.
Generation, one man's freedom is another man's funeral, or at least the slow death of principles he holds dearly. Rabbi Julius G. Newman is the chairman of an organization called Morality in Media, which opposes some of the new freedoms found on our movie screens and in other media of communication. Martyr's Linda Sutter learned what the rabbi and his organization are doing about it.
Rabbi Newman, you were quoted as saying that this new era of permissiveness is breaking every barrier of decency and eating away at the moral fiber of America. Can you give me a couple of examples as to what you mean by permissiveness?
By permissiveness, I believe the various films and magazines and paperbacks that are full of perversion and promiscuity and violence. These are the things that break down the moral fiber of America.
Well, now, you're chairman of Morality in Media. What is the purpose of your organization?
We believe ourselves to be the spokesman for the community. Ours is an interfaith organization. It is working to counter the effects of obscene material to children and youth.
Well, now, one of the things that you're trying to accomplish, as I understand it, is to discontinue showings of I Am Curious Yellow, the Swedish movie that encountered problems of importation when it first tried to enter this country. What in the movie do you find indecent?
Well, the movie is showing actual sexual intercourse in the most atrocious way, something that belongs strictly in one's bedroom. It is very harmful to the community. The people who go away from seeing I'm Curious and Yellow ask, well, what next?
Is I Am Curious Yellow more immoral than shoot-em-up westerns or war movies that center around complete violence?
I believe it is. I believe that war is immoral. And indeed, when the ravages of war are shown to people, it is to discourage them, to show them the horrible effects of war itself. But by showing sexual intercourse on a film, I believe that you are doing harm to the community. Morality and decency have been given to us by the Almighty through His Word. Any change in that morality and decency is destructive of society itself.
Thank you, Rabbi Newman. We've been talking with Rabbi Julius G. Newman, who is chairman of Morality in Media. This is Linda Sutter reporting for Monitor.
I remember when we were children playing in the fields. I loved you truly even then, and you know I always will. Climbing over good banks down by the cotton gin, chasing Papa's billy goat, tearing my petticoat. You cried when I got with him. You cried when my puppy died. Just because I cried and I heard you laugh, when in my heart I knew you wanted to cry. And when the truth might have hurt me, first baby child. I live within the bright anticipation of your smile. Even in the bad times, seems like you never give in. Standing behind me, fighting for me blindly and crying when I get a whipping. You cried when my puppy died.
Nancy Sinatra, God Knows I Love You. She must have talked it over with Frank. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor, I'm Ted Steele, and we're about to meet another Grammy winner. Little Green Apples won the Songwriters Award for Bobby Russell, and here's his latest. And as Bobby said this week, what's wrong with two Grammys? Well, we'll see.
She comes in about 6 o'clock, tripping over toys and picking up socks. And you'd think her day had been a ton of trouble. She's been out doing important things, with trading stamps and turnip greens. And have I noticed how the price of soup has doubled? She had words with a guy next door and almost started a neighborhood war, cause he said something smart to our son Bob. Therefore I had to invite him in, apologize and convince him that she didn't really mean he was a big fat slob. And he is. She's as normal as she can be. She never misses jeopardy. And I think that she'd elope with Dick Van Dyke. and the kids have all been fed. When I lay down to go, she put you in my time of the night. Right around midnight, after the day's been so confused, that's why I love you, and that's why I've been right. If there's a reason that you're feeling, tangerines, and she loves the rain and volunteers me for everything, and the bank has never been right in her eyes. She thinks my Uncle Bill's a sap, and she taught me words like overdraft, and the only number she remembers is her shoe size. She comes in about 6 o'clock, tripping over tires and picking up socks, and you think her day had been a ton of trouble. She's been out doing important things with trading stamps and turnip greens, and have I noticed how the price of soap has doubled? She's as normal as she can be. She never misses jeopardy, and I think that she's eloped with Dick Van Dyke. But when the kids have all been fed, when I lay down to bed, she gives me my time every night.
In the 1920s, Berlin was looked upon as one of the leaders in the new freedoms atmosphere of that time. What's happening there now as a new freedoms wave sweeps around the world? Here's a report by Bill Brown, NBC News.
The worldwide morality revolution continues its loosening spiral in Germany, but few people appear concerned and most seem disinterested. All of the trappings are here in profusion. Theaters along the Kurfürstendamm are festooned with photos of young actresses wearing nothing but false eyelashes. Many of the films fail to live up to the marquee promises, but others deal with sex in the most explicit manner. Some purport to be educational, aimed at promoting happy marriage. There is no available evidence that they succeed in this lofty aim, or none that they fail, for that matter. The bookstalls offer an astonishing variety of books and pamphlets on sex, many of them dealing with its more exotic and rarer manifestations. One store near the heart of the city sells nothing but lavishly illustrated texts on sex. Some of these are eye blinkers. So are the paintings and statuary in some of the modern art shops. Striptease bars are commonplace. So are the performers. Dedicated voyeurs are more likely to frequent the so-called dance bars, where young mini-skirted girls show less but promise more. Active participants in the revolution are treated inhospitably in Berlin. The administration has just run the prostitutes off the Kurfürstendamm, relegating them to the distant Tiergarten. There are no brothels in Berlin, but other city administrations have permitted so-called Eros centers, the newest and most widely publicized being in Bonn, the sleepy Rhineland capital. Bonn seems to take a quiet sort of civic pride in this new venture, almost as though the whole thing were a brand new idea. In spite of all this, the whole business seems more a spectator sport than anything else. Apart from a handful of new leftists living in communal houses and practicing free love, nobody seems particularly preoccupied with the new moral freedoms. Conversely, if anybody's interested in returning to the good old days, they're keeping it to themselves. Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
More on the new freedoms everywhere throughout this Monitor weekend. Now the Flugel Knights playing one of those songs. That's not a put-down, it's a title.
Mm-hmm.
Post was known for her championship of good manners, and her granddaughter by marriage, Mrs. Elizabeth Post, author of the 12th revised edition of Emily's original work, has continued the tradition. She has some thoughts about two words which seem to be on everybody's lips these days. I protest.
Protest, in all its forms, is certainly an integral part of our life today, whether it's violent protest or unviolent protest. It is with us, and in many ways, there's no question about it, it is a good thing. Changes need to be made, and it has been proven that they have not been made where there has been no active protest. But at the same time, there are several rules, very definite rules, which are very, very close to the principles of etiquette that I think in all protests should be maintained. The first one I feel very strongly about is freedom of speech for everyone. It's all very well to say you can protest and speak up, but this means that you must let the other side speak up too. And freedom of speech means for everyone, not just for one side. The next is protests need not be and should not be violent, destructive of property, or disruptive of orderly processes that are underway. And the third one is that protesters should have, must have, constructive alternatives to what they're protesting. There is much too much protest going on, which is merely protest, without offering a constructive alternative.
Patti Page, who sung a lot of them under different titles, wraps them all up in one, the love song.
Listen for the love song. Listen for the love song. If you think your chance for love is grown slim, you'll be all alone some night when lights are dim. Then across the crowded room your eyes see him. You'll hear a melody play, and then your heart will start saying, run, 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 run to him. Listen for the love song. Listen for the love song. The melody will make you soon forget the pain.
Song without flowers.
Here's a reminder from your FTD florist. Easter Sunday's just around the corner, and now is the time to call or visit your nearby FTD florist. When you order early, he'll assure on-time delivery, even save you money on out-of-town orders. And this year, there's more. Many FTD florists can send a combination of flowers and candy, but flowers plus or flowers alone, the time to order for Easter is now. The one who can make it all happen is your FTD florist.
Spring seems to be the time when crazy signs bloom all over town. Maybe you saw this one in front of an optometrist's window. If you don't see what you want, you've come to the right place. And this one popped up on the door of marriage license bureaus in several cities. Out to lunch. Think it over. Now monitor music. You've probably heard Greensleeves before, but you've never heard it the way Mason Williams plays it. Next, I always say that I'm Ted Steele. What do you always say, Confucius?
The Serendipity Singers for Care.
There's a man who's locked inside the banker. He's being called. Who cares about the money?
Who care. Send your dollars to CARE, New York 10016, or your local CARE office.
Psychologically speaking, it's Dr. Joyce Brothers. Weeknights, 7:45 to 9 on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.